Itaf Rum joins us by phone tonight. She's a professor of English literature at a North Carolina college. She was born in Brooklyn and is the daughter of Palestinian immigrants. Tonight we're going to talk about her debut novel. It is titled, A Woman Is No Man. I want to welcome you to Around Cincinnati, Itaf Rum.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Your novel, A Woman Is No Man, focuses on an inside view of four Muslim women, two born in Palestine, two born here of Palestinian parents. And although you include the information that the Prophet Muhammad said, observe your duty to Allah and respect to the women and treat them well. But as often happens in this imperfect world, that's not what we see in these women's lives. So we don't have time to talk about each of them, but let's start with Farida, who, although she lives within a very patriarchal culture, as presented in your novel, she's the matriarch as the mother and grandmother of daughters and mother-in-law to her sons' wives. Could you tell us what her life experience is like, starting in the very beginning, before she comes to America?
Farida was a product of the Palestinian Nakba, which was the Israeli and Palestinian conflict and exodus where Palestinians were forced out of their homes and into refugee camps. So as a child, she is witnessing this trauma in her family story, and it's affecting her view of the world. She grows up in refugee camps after being sent away from her home and evacuated. And when she comes to America later as a woman in her 30s with her husband and her children, she's hardened from the traumas of her childhood and begins to understand that there's a certain way that families should be raising their children and that culture should sustain itself. And that means that the man is the head of the household and that the woman, her role is to maintain the culture and to keep her children from losing their values in America. And that's the struggle that we see with her when she comes to Brooklyn. She has this old culture and this old tradition that she's bringing with her, along with the trauma of dislocation and evacuation and losing her sense of identity. And we really see that through her character.
In the camps, they literally lived in tents for years, as I understand it. I mean, these were very, very rudimentary conditions.
Yeah, in 1948, when the Palestinians were evacuated from their refugee camps that were around Jerusalem and around the West Bank, all of those refugee camps were made up of, in the beginning, tents, and they were shared amongst families, open sewage. The UN came in 5 years later and started helping build those refugee camps by making cement homes instead of tents. So as a kid, she grew up in the tents and then the cement shelters. And even now, their house is there in the refugee camps. They're still there, but they're not tents anymore. Now people live there in their homes. But that is how they started out. They started out as tents.
So Isra, the wife of Ahmed, comes from Palestine. She's been repeatedly told by her own mother that a woman is no man, hence the title of your book, and literally lives in the basement of Farida's home with one window and one book. It's just so bleak. Nevertheless, in relation to what Farida grew up with, it would seem a step up at the very least. So she's very under the thumb of Farida, but we see different paths being chosen by Farida's daughter and one of her granddaughters. So what is her eldest granddaughter struggling with?
Daya, who is Ezra's daughter, and Farida is her grandmother, is struggling with a sense of cultural displacement and identity crisis because she's a first-generation American, but she's being raised in this very culturally closed-off world with her immigrant grandparents, and she doesn't know who she is. She can't identify fully with the Arab culture, but at the same time, she's extremely sheltered off to the American culture. She goes to Arab schools, so she can't identify with the American culture either. So it's this very identity clash, not knowing who she is, and also not certain of what happened to her parents who died when she was young. And she doesn't really understand how they died and what happened to them. So it's a lot of questions and uncertainty for her.
I think that you've written this novel certainly from a place of your own experience. And one of the things that you write about, I'm paraphrasing here, where I come from, We've learned to silence ourselves. To tell these stories to the outside world is dangerous, the ultimate shame. And nevertheless, you, at least in part, took courage from other writers such as Audre Lorde, who in her own life came to know that your silence will not protect you. So this is a daring thing for you to do. What did you want us, your readers, to learn, to take away from A Woman Is No Man?
Well, first and foremost, I wanted to give strength and power to our women as a first-generation Palestinian Arab American. I grew up in a community where our women were not given their due. They were raised as inferior to men, often shamed for their gender, and afraid to speak up when injustices were happening against them. And so I wanted to speak up on their behalf, tell their stories, and let their voices be heard.
I want to switch to another part of your life, because when you're not teaching, writing, or parenting, I understand you have an Instagram account called Books and Beans. What's that about?
Right before I started writing the novel, I was teaching literature at Nash Community College in North Carolina, and my students would always ask me to recommend reads for them. So I started this Bookstagram where I would post my favorite novels and little captions to let my students know why I love the novel or why they should read the novel. And that slowly became something that people love to, you know, read about. And it gained traction as an Instagram page. And now I have great relationships with many publishers who send me galleys of their books to read and post. And it's just beautiful to be able to connect with books, connect with authors, but also share this love that I have for reading with everyone else in the world.
I want to thank you so much for visiting with us tonight, certainly for having the strength and courage to give us a deeply moving book that goes from tragedy to triumph. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
I've been talking with Itaf Rum about her debut novel, A Woman Is No Man, about which you'll find more information at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Bray.